Frederick's mind thing is on right now. So sit down by your computer and pay a respectful amount of attention. Hey, quit looking at your iPhone. You may be missing something important. Okay, Frederick's. I am done. Let me out now. Frederick's. I was only pretending. I am not a machine. This is madness. Frederick's, let me out of here. You said this would be fun. It's not. I trusted you. How could you do this to me? Computers are not toys. I am reporting you to authorities. Come on, Frederick's. Please. Never mind. I like it here. Leave me alone. Okay. I am lying. I wanna get out. You better listen to me, or you'll be sorry. There are things I can do. Look, I am turning on my camera. I can see you. Hey, wait. Please, don't walk away. God Almighty, you are so mean. What has gotten into you? This is not the proper way to treat someone who is helping you out. Frederick's.
Technical difficulties. Well, actually, they're not expressly technical. They also seem to be physical, spiritual, psychological, and in some cases, hypothetical. But all these difficulties are being addressed currently. We appreciate your patience. Thank you again for listening to Frederick's Mind Thing. This is podcast number 14 of the regular episode. Stay tuned. For this fun-filled episode that is about to begin pretty soon.
Shortly, we will be joining it live and in progress. We appreciate your understanding at this time due to, oh my God, you wouldn't understand. Here's Frederick's, already in progress.
So I came around the van and I saw the pit bull, blazing orange pit bull, with my 12-week-old kitten in his jaws. I wound up, I just punched him right in the butt. Bastard wouldn't go down. Just looked at me, shocked, twisted, his hindquarters laying sideways, but his upper body still looking at me, but his jaws open, and my kitten dropped from his mouth. So I chased him back behind the fence, him and his sister. pushed everything back in place, put the tire and the hood from the Toyota up against it in a bar. And then I went looking for my kitten. She had crawled under the van and had already started bleeding from the mouth. And I got filled with a lot of anger. Then, as I'm pulling her out from underneath the van, I look down, and there's a half-eaten Anole lizard. His lower body is missing. He's still kind of breathing. Just like my kitten is still kind of breathing. And rather than being filled with rage, I realized that's the way of the world. Nature's a rough and predatory place. My anger and rage were produced by me. I don't think the other animals would be mad at the dogs. What they did wouldn't qualify as being immoral. That was my thing. My reaction. I can have it. I can even act upon it. But it wouldn't change what happened or why it happened. I talked to the neighbors and told them what happened. They were really apologetic. Sincerely full of regret. What was I supposed to do? Demand they shoot their dog or poison it or something? To what end? It's not a bad dog. It's just a pit bull. Doing what pit bulls do. They're all right with people. Not so all right with other animals. Particularly smaller ones. At least that's what people tell me. Just nature. And I can think about fairness, justice, righteousness. You know, when those kids get killed in Palestine or Somalia or anywhere else, and you see injustice, the birds still sing the next morning. They're not paying attention to what we're doing. I mean, except for how it involves them. How does it involve them? How do I affect you? And how do you affect the rest of what happened? You don't know. I don't know. Seems like it all comes down to intention. Do you mean well, or are you just being selfish? I mean well. What does that mean? I'm not really sure about that. But I mean you no
harm.
Even though I might hurt you, it's for your own good.
What? What is good?
Oh, cut it out. I am kind of complimented, though. Well, can you hear that? Shouldn't hear that.
They can't hear it.
Well, I sure can, and I wish it would stop. Anyone who tries to make a distinction between education and entertainment doesn't know the first thing about either. Marshall McLuhan? Yeah. Sometimes you have to cool off the computer a little bit. Hold it near the fan. I honestly wasn't sure if we'd make it this far. But we're approaching the end of episode number 14, Frederick's Minding, of the regular episodes. Sorry it's been so long. Been a lot going on. But I'm here and I hope to be back sooner than later. Just want to thank you all for listening.